The reading can be found on page 1187 in the Pew Bibles, and it's taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning to read from verse 5. So that's 1187. And in this passage, Paul is writing to the Thessalonians to encourage the Christians who had come to faith when he had come to visit their town. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning to read verse 5. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labour and toil. We worked night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you, while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct towards you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. This is the word of the Lord.
I'm going to start with a bit of a quiz on famous mothers. I wonder who can help us identify some of the mums that are appearing on the screen. First up. Anyone want to go? No idea. Anyone? Yes. Anyone?
Queen.
Nearly.
The Queen!
It's Princess Kate, isn't it? Princess of Wales. Next up. Adele. Mother Teresa, well done, Jack. Now, of those, who would you say is in some ways the odd one out? I'm too far away to hear. Mother Teresa is the odd one out because she isn't actually a mother. Fantastic work some years ago in the Indian city of Calcutta, looking after the poor in that country. But not actually mother herself, she was a nun, which is why she was known as Mother Teresa. But actually our Bible reading encouraged us that even those who aren't mothers can nonetheless learn a lot from how most mothers care for their children. It was written by the Apostle Paul, who travelled from town to town telling people about Jesus for the first time, then looked after those who became Christians as they became a new little church. He was what's known as an apostle, one of the more important leaders of the first Christian churches. the risen Christ, had given Paul direct instructions to pass on to others about how God wanted them to live. All of which might have made him a bit bossy and harsh. But he says, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ, we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. Maybe those words make you think of a scene, something like this. Or perhaps for some, like this. I think the apostle will probably have the first picture more in mind. Mums do an amazing amount caring for their little ones, and sometimes they're not so little ones as well. Keeping children warm and fed, playing with them, often looking after the house, taking them to places. The list goes on and on. And when things aren't going so well at school or children are frightened, mums are often there to listen or to give us a cuddle or in many other ways to show the gentleness that's needed. And the Apostle Paul is clear that the kind of devoted and gentle care which we see so often in mums for their children is something he tried to copy when he was responsible for starting up the new Christian church. And of course, there are aspects of a mother's gentle care that are appropriate in many other situations too. Whenever someone we know is having a hard time and needs some help, or perhaps some sympathy and a listening ear. Our Bible reading then continued. So, being affectionately desirous of you, most translations just say something like, because we loved you so much, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you'd become very dear to us. Love isn't just about how you feel. It's about what we're willing to give for others and to do for them. It's about sharing. In times gone by, when there wasn't much food to go round, a boy was asked by his teacher in the maths lesson, if there were three children in your family, along with your mum and dad, and she's sharing out a small cake for your tea, how much would you end up with? He did his calculations and then he replied, a quarter. I don't think that's right, the teacher continued. Yes, it is, the boy said. Normally you'd say with five in the family, we get a fifth each. But in our house, if there's not really enough to go round, my mum will always pretend she's not hungry so we can have a little bit more. I guess something similar has often been true of mums the world over. And the Apostle Paul explains how he was motivated by a similar kind of love in sharing what he had with the people who'd just become Christians. Actually, the most precious thing he had to share wasn't food. No, he had come to share the word of God's good news, the message of the forgiveness and blessing that could come through faith in Jesus. That wasn't an easy thing to do. Lots of people didn't like it when Paul came to their town speaking about Jesus. On many occasions, he got beaten up or put in prison. But he still kept on sharing the good news. Gentle caring for others, like a mother. Sharing, maybe like a mother too. And of course, we'd do well to copy that example and be generous in sharing what we have with others. Sharing the things we've been given by God, our possessions, our toys, maybe sometimes our food even. Sharing our faith as well. Lastly, Paul writes, for you remember, brothers, our labour and toil. We work day and night that we might not be a burden to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. We know from other parts of the Bible that as well as travelling around telling people about Jesus, the Apostle Paul worked as a tent maker, spending many hours at his trade so that he wouldn't have to depend on others to pay for his food. So, all in all, he worked really hard in the service, both for the Christians he was ministering to and for God's sake as well. Maybe you know people who work really hard, perhaps doing a demanding physical job like working in a warehouse. Or, of course, people working at a desk in a different kind of way can be working very hard. Or on Mother's Day, it's good to reflect on all the hard work that often gets done around the house. And the encouragement here is to copy all those people's example in working hard. Not first of all for ourselves, so we'll get lots of money. Plenty of hard work that needs to be done isn't paid at all. But working hard in the Lord's service and for the sake of others. I think it's good that these days there are a good number of high-profile mums doing all kinds of different roles in our world. A day like today is an important way of saying how much we value them. But whether you're ever going to be a mum or not, and some of us are pretty sure that we're not, nonetheless, the Bible encourages us, as well as being thankful, to follow the example of millions of mums around the world in caring, in sharing, and in working hard for others. Amen. We're going to turn to sing. And the first of the songs is one Glenys tells me she's been doing with quite a few of the children. Wide, wide as the ocean. So if you've sung that with any of the activities Glenys has been leading over the last few weeks, do come to the front because we need your help with the actions. Short gap for persuasion. Gillian's going to help by showing what they are. I think Karen as well. Yeah, other children are welcome to join in. If you come up here, and you'll be able to see what Gillian is doing for the actions. Fairly obvious, some of them anyway. Wide, wide as the ocean, high as the heaven above, deep, deep as the deepest sea is my Saviour's love. And Gillian will carry on with them after that. Wide, wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea, it's my so unworthy, still am a child, for his word teaches me that his love reaches me help. Please sit down. Our next song, Jesus, put this song into our hearts.